On August 13th, Eastwood 133 LLC presented a plan for a self-storage facility at 430 Highway 133. The plan weighed in at over 170 pages and gained some positive comments from the commission.
It's difficult to make a storage unit look good, and so I cannot commend you enough to pay attention to the community and our focus on art and the fact that this is an entrance to our town. So I applaud you.
That was Commissioner Marina Skiles' initial reaction to the plan for 73,000 square feet of storage across three structures on a two-acre property. Doug Pratt with the Land Studio, Inc., based in Glenwood Springs, is the planner and landscape architect on the project.
We're looking to provide trails. We're looking to provide art. We're looking to provide a storage facility. We're looking to provide a connection to the Carbondale community. So that has been kind of a diversity of goals that we've been pursuing since the beginning.
The presentation highlighted some benefits. The development is projected to be fiscally positive, creating a $23,000 annual surplus. Vehicle access will be limited to a right-hand turn entrance and exit only, making it a low-traffic generator. The tallest building won't exceed two stories. Land and shelter architect Andrea Korber points out a favorite part of the project.
The energy program for the project is actually pretty exciting. It's a low energy use building, so we can offset all of the energy this building consumes and then some. So we will be able to be net positive.
Korber says the building's roof array could host up to 300 kilowatts of solar energy. The project team says it will prioritize continuing the bike path along the west side of 133 from the Rafta Park and Ride to the Cowan Drive crosswalk. The team also intends to build a pedestrian path along the north side of the property, connecting that bike path to the mobile home park that stands west of the property. Landscaping strips are planned on all sides of the structures at up to 10 feet on the west side and 30 feet on the Highway 133 side. And the commissioner's most commented on proposal involves art. Korber says along a screen wall following the eastern edge of the property, the team is proposing a mural program.
And we've been working with the Creative District Board, so Carbondale Arts, on that. And I'm showing some circles in blue for potential sculptural locations as well. And it's intentional that that can become sort of an extension of the Rio Grande Artway.
Before art planning, though, comes the first step of the project to actually annex the property into the town. Here's Carbondale Planning Director Janet Buck.
The other thing that's interesting, if you look on the zoning map, this is contiguous with the town. And then with the properties north of that, you know, like Red Rock Diner and the tire store, they look like they're part of town, but they're not. So it provides a logical path for future annexations with the thought that those areas are ripe for redevelopment. And, you know, if they were to redevelop, we'd rather have them develop under the town standards rather than the county standards.
The parcel is located in Carbondale Phase 1 potential annexation area. The intent there is to develop via town infill, avoiding sprawl and keeping Carbondale's footprint compact. There was some concern about having another storage unit in town in addition to Sopra's self-storage on Colorado Ave. Here's Skiles.
So I don't want a town full of self-storage units. Like, nobody does. So this potentially could be in addition to that storage unit. Okay.
Buck says that the parcel Sopra self-storage sits on is going through a rezoning process, and that may result in a major site plan review. The Eastwood 133 project team welcomes community questions via email at eastwood133selfstorage@gmail.com, and the public comment period remains open until the next meeting.
I'll move to continue the public hearing to August 27th, 2020.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.